This is Greg Reese reporting for Infowars.com. I am joined by Alicia Powell, court reporter for the Gateway Pundit, and who has her own show also on Red Voice Media. We are covering the current Proud Boys trial, where five alleged leaders of the Proud Boys are being charged with seditious conspiracy. Seditious conspiracy, which is USC 2384. If two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, they are facing up to 20 years in prison. They're also being charged with impeding an officer, even though we have plenty of videos showing officers waving everyone into the Capitol, and even though everyone was there to peacefully protest, as we all know. So Alicia Powell, you've been reporting on it so far this week. And so far we've heard during jury selection that they've been accepting quite a bit of left-wing activists onto the jury. Is that correct?
Yes. And first of all, think about the stolen, rigged election of 2020. We don't have to do audits to see at 3 a.m, everything stopped and the election went on for weeks and weeks, or that people were covering the windows of election processing centers with giant cardboard boxes and barring GOP observers out, or content that I've documented from Georgia about ballot harvesting. When you look at the definition of sedition, what was happening was a sedition of the insurrection of our government by globalist dictatorship takeover, where the World Economic Forum agenda is being instituted daily. And if you protest that, now you're guilty of sedition. So it's another deflection, because they're conspiring an insurrection against the American people, and then claiming that if you protest peacefully, you've participated in seditious conspiring acts against the U.S. government.
That's right. It's a complete inversion. And like you said, we got video evidence of it. We can see them. There's ample amounts of evidence that shows all of this clearly. And yet we're just being lied to. And like you said, it's complete deflection. If we try to protest an actual conspiracy to overthrow the government through election fraud, then you're going to get charged for 20 years, up to 20 years for seditious conspiracy. It's crazy.
To think about what that means right now for the political prisoners and the leaders of the Proud Boys in particular. Now because they have high profile in the MAGA movement, and they've been referenced by former President Trump by name during the debate with Joe Biden, they're the leaders, and they have conspired like Osama bin Laden and in a 9/11 type insurrection. And Department of Homeland Security, Democrat lawmakers, they've already marketed this whole thing as 9/11, as if two buildings fell down that day and thousands of people died, when five Americans were murdered on January 6th as the government conspired this coup against American people.
Marketed is a good word. I mean, that's their, when I was doing some research today, I saw all kinds of marketing. Like, no mainstream media article can mention the Proud Boys without saying first a far right extremist group, the Proud Boys, or everything is being marketed. A lot of these guys are in solitary confinement, being treated like they are Osama bin Laden. For what reason? There's no reason. It's just because they're marketing it this way.
Yes. And I visited Joe, where he is in the Alexandria detention facility in solitary confinement. And it takes a little bit of courage to go down there when you realize these men are innocent and did the right thing on January 6th, and they're locked in there. And they're targeting journalists. They're targeting parents. Who's they? The Department of Homeland Security, the weaponized intelligence agencies that's surveilling us on social media. So to go into that jail, I just feel the first thing I told Joe is how brave he is and enduring that situation, because I don't think many of us can handle being in a place like that where you're in a concrete box with people screaming and crying and thinking about committing suicide. That's our prison system. And so we can talk about the stacked jury as well.
Well, I mean, right? They're being marketed as guilty already, and they're being treated like criminals already. And the way our judicial system is set up, we're kind of relying on a jury of their peers to look at all the quote unquote evidence. In this case, all this blatant lying, you know, deceptive marketing. And so what chances do you think that we're looking at right now with what you've seen so far in the jury selection?
Well, first, the potential jury members are given a survey. And on that survey, they have to respond on whether they are supporters of Black Lives Matter, have they attended a women's march, and what they think about the Proud Boys. It's peculiar how there's no question asking if they've ever attended a MAGA rally, because you would probably have 98% of everyone we've seen say no. That's another white supremacist insurrection group, which is a complete lie sold ad infinitum around the clock 24/7 by ABC, NBC, Fox, all the mainstream media and Pfizer. So they believe that stuff and about MAGA in general going into this. And they all have. So they're vetted as they take the stand one by one. The defendants are sitting on the right side of the courtroom. There are about 9 defense attorneys representing 5 defendants. And there's the prosecutors on the other side. One side of the room is unmasked, and the other side of the room where the government prosecutors are still virtue signaling with their mask, as well as every jury member that sits at the stand is told to take off their mask. I'll just add that mask mandates are optional in that courthouse and in DC now, but they continue to follow the Nazi fascism stuff, rule tyranny that's at work here with that whole judicial system. And you can see their political ideologies on display as soon as they take the stand.
Yeah. And so you're seeing potential jury members on the stand being questioned about the whole white supremacy thing, and you can see them going along with it, and they're still being accepted on the jury.
Yes. And they say that when they get there, what do you know about the Proud Boys? They're a white supremacist insurrectionist group. Do you know much about January 6th? Not really, a lot of them will say. But they know that the Proud Boys are seditious. Use the word seditious. A term that the defense attorney has pointed out that term hasn't been used in decades. You obviously know more about the Proud Boys and hold a bias for even labeling them as seditious. That's not an average term used by everyday people. That's several instances of that amongst juries, and they have been to Black Lives Matter rally. They support Antifa, and this has been at least 70 to 90% of them. And what the defense attorneys were arguing about yesterday was that the prosecution hasn't struck down any of these jurors, and the defense team continues to ask for them to be dismissed so they can have a fair jury trial. Obviously, the prosecutor, if there's anyone that demonstrated any objectivity or impartiality, the prosecutor starts to strike those people down.
Yeah.
And gets the strike. The judge will agree with them.
Well, that leads me to the next point I'd like to make here. Is the judge presiding over it is U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly, who was appointed by President Trump in September of 2017. And I remember when Trump was appointing all these judges, a lot of Trump supporters, if not all of Trump supporters, were cheering him on as if Trump was changing the whole scope of the judicial system. There seemed to be a very strong belief and assumption that Trump was righting some wrongs and putting some actual fair judges into place. But if we look at Judge Timothy Kelly's record, in December of 2021, Judge Kelly refused to dismiss charges against the Proud Boys, ruling that they were not protesting and that their actions had no First Amendment protection. So it seems like in this particular case, and the one that he dismissed involved 3 of the defendants that we have right now, he already seemed to decide that they weren't protesting. In May of 2022, Judge Kelly rejected a lawsuit filed by the RNC against the January 6th House Select Committee and ruled that the House Committee had a legitimate purpose, recognizing the kangaroo court. And finally, in September of this year, Judge Kelly presided over the case against Doug Jensen, who was at January 6th. Doug Jensen ended up getting sentenced to 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release and a $2,000 fine, and he recommended him to mental health evaluation. The media released a video, and before the video, they even have claims of violence and a warning of violence. But when you watch the video, there's no crimes. There's a happy guy at a protest smiling for the camera, and that's supposed to be some type of evidence. So on paper, it doesn't really look like the judge presiding it is much hope either. I mean, what have you seen in the courtroom?
It's very brazen. I'm going to continue to give the judge at least, I think the judge has exercised a little bit of grace. I think I told you earlier, Greg, you're getting bullied. You're getting jumped. They're just punching you, throwing all these left-wing jury members at you. What is it? They finally selected 16, four of which will be substitute for the 12 that sit in the jury. And so to get down to that process, the jurors are still undergoing vetting and the defense teams making their arguments, as well as the prosecution about potential jury members that should have been qualified but were dismissed. And they just demonstrated objectivity and impartiality, and the prosecution upholding why some of these people who have no business, like a Black Lives Matter organizer, should be overseeing the Proud Boys case or coming to a verdict on the Proud Boys case. And as far as this judge obviously has demonstrated to be on the side of the House Select Committee, and that committee has also tainted this trial. Because jury members have seen footage of Dominic Pizzola charged with breaking a window on January 6th, as they are, that's what they started these select committees showing footage of these things. They've already compared 9/11 to, so it's a political trial, and these are political prisoners. And I've had covered January 6th defendants over the year. I've had a couple in from Georgia. Older husband and wife didn't know where they were going, went inside the Capitol to use the bathroom, and now they are the talk of the town, insurrectionists. They have their PayPal or their Airbnb account suspended. They need a give, send, go to fight a whole lawsuit against the government. The government is weaponized to destroy patriots so that this globalist New World Order can take hold, and the transhumanism and the bugs and the slavery.
Yeah, and for most of us, with a modicum of awareness, this is blatantly obvious, but it seems like everyone's playing along. It seems like everyone involved in this case is playing their role, which is really unfortunate. That leads me to my final question here today is, it seems as if the defendant's lawyers are being removed by the judge. Now, I'm no expert in the judicial system. I did a little research and I found that once a trial begins, you can't remove the lawyer unless the lawyer agrees. And I checked with Robert Barnes, and he seemed to agree that there should be no lawful excuse to do this. But I do not know the details yet. All I heard really was that Norm Pattis, who was Alex Jones's attorney in the past, was removed, and that Norm Pattis is Joseph Biggs' lawyer, but no more. They removed him. What can you tell us about that?
I spoke with Norm twice. I have interviews with him right after he told the judge that he was suspended in Connecticut and needed to dispute the suspension with the appellate courts. I spoke with him. And that was on Friday. And then on Monday, he indeed was suspended. And I asked him on Monday, what are you suspended for? For representing Alex Jones? Like, are you suspended for, you're not allowed anymore as an attorney to represent the InfoWars founder? Like, it's more just ridiculousness. And now I'm getting information, and you don't want to spread the information wide and far, but there's already an article about this. People claim it's because a bombshell is coming on this case. I don't know if I should mention it now, but regarding the FBI's nefarious ways to frame and entrap Americans with, that's
well,
what
we
I
need
heard
a bombshell
is coming.
Like that.
And evidently, apparently, Norm Pattis is involved in this, and so they want him off the case, as well as some of the other defendants, on exposing, making this case against the government, really showing how deep this all goes. And so now it's funny, Greg, because it's like, first of all, there's J6 defendants. Doctors are criminalized now for saying the right thing. Alex Jones and InfoWars is criminalized, and targets of this witch hunt. And so are these attorneys. Now people are suspended of their medical license. Norm Pattis is suspended of his law license. And where does that leave Joe Biggs?
And it doesn't seem lawful. And I mean, how can you do that? How can you take the whole thing is ridiculous. One can only hope that there's going to be some type of amazing groundbreaking news coming through, but I'm not holding my breath. We certainly need it, because everything is, so far in the past several years, has been nothing but darkness. If they send these five guys away to jail for protesting an actual sedition, then the rest of us are doomed. So we definitely need justice. Alicia Powell is going to be covering this for the duration, and we're going to be checking in together and giving you all updates. So thank you, Alicia, for joining me, and best of luck to you in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Greg. I'll just add that they get away with it. If we don't report on this, this should be a national story. Everyone that wants to continuously talk about election fraud, this should be the trial that you see across any other important trial of the century. Instead, there's one journalist there and some family members coordinating a team and a nationwide effort. And that's what they want with charging these men with sedition for taking a stand against them or protesting peacefully. And they don't want us to, so they're getting away with not invoking peaceful protest anymore, or even paying attention to this trial enough.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's why we want everyone to share this video as much as you can, because that's probably the most heartbreaking thing about it. It's not surprising that the judge and the lawyers are playing along with this kangaroo court, but it almost seems like the entire American population is playing along with it too, by ignoring it and just letting it happen and letting it play out. It's not right. So please, everybody, share this video with everyone you know and keep checking in for updates. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Go to ReeseReport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me at Rockfin.com for exclusive content.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.